What is the meaning of Lent? Why do we set aside 40 days each year to voluntarily give up some legitimate enjoyment so as to prepare for Easter? Well, the need for Lent is sort of written into our DNA. It helps us lessen our sense of pride, which sometimes gets way out of control. A look at some images for Lent can maybe help this be a little clearer for us. And the strongest image we have for Lent, at least on this first Sunday, is the desert. Scripture tells us that Jesus went there voluntarily for 40 days, and while there, he ate nothing. Now, that doesn't mean that literally he took no food or water during that time, but rather that he deprived himself of all of his physical supports, things like food and water and pleasures and distractions that made him feel invincible and independent, and the feeling that he could go it alone, feelings that we have all the time. And in doing this, we are told, he found himself hungry and consequently vulnerable to temptations from the devil. But also, by that same token, he became more open to God, who supplied his strength. So it's no surprise that the first temptation that Jesus was faced with was a temptation for food, to feed his body. But he resists, and he rebukes Satan with that famous phrase, "One does not live on bread alone." We need to interpret Jesus' use of bread to mean more than just bread. It means food in a general sense. And what does that mean? Does it mean we don't live on food? Does it mean that Jesus also says we have to eat our peas? Sure, we need bread, along with meat and fish and fruits and vegetables and proteins and carbohydrates that go to making up a balanced diet. But we can't get by without food. We all know that. But isn't there more to life than food? There's family and friends, companionship and love, security and peace, hope and happiness. We need all of those, not simply bread. But I'd also like to think that there's another aspect to what Jesus is saying today. Maybe one does not live on bread alone can mean that one cannot live on mere bread. And for the Christian follower of Jesus, that is its most profound meaning. For Jesus, as we will celebrate at the end of this Lenten season, took mere bread, blessed it, and gave it to his disciples, calling it his very body, the bread of life. And at the offertory of this Mass, you will present mere bread to me, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, that bread will no longer be mere bread, but the very body and blood of Christ, the bread of life, just as at the Last Supper. The Eucharist is truly the food that sustains our faith. And as a way to continue and even deepen our participation in the Eucharist, we will have 3 hours of special adoration of the Blessed Sacrament on each of the next 5 Sundays of Lent. Deacon Paul alluded to this last week in his homily. Following the 10:30 Mass, we will expose the consecrated host in a special vessel called a monstrance. It will be placed on the altar for your adoration and prayer. We will conclude with benediction at 3:45 each of those afternoons. At 2:45 each of those afternoons. We strongly encourage all of you to spend some quality, quiet time in the presence of our Lord these next afternoons on Sundays. We ask you to sign up for a half-hour time slot to be here in prayer. Pray for peace, for healing, for vocations, for a job, for whatever. But even if you can't commit to a half hour, pop in and spend 10 or 15 minutes. You will find your life changed. It is important during that time of exposition that there is at least one person present here in prayer. And so if you have signed up, please honor your commitment. Because if we find that there are periods when no one is present, we will have to cease this devotion in the subsequent weeks. If you consider, you might consider this part of your Lenten observance. I really don't like to refer to it as a penance, because why should it be a sacrifice to grow closer to God? So please consider this devotion and maybe make it a family thing.